Blog Talk Radio. do you have that seed in the ground on today? Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, the deacons, to the praise team, mothers, the intercessors, youth, to men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from Beth Moore and Maury Clay. Oh, yes, it was God this morning that touched you with his finger of love, woke you up, closed you in your right mind, started you on your way on today. Oh, yes. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything, saints, is jointly and fitly into place on today. Because of his grace, because of his mercy towards each and every one of us on today, that God saw fit to allow us to be here one more time in the land of the living on today. So God, we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify your holy name. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed this afternoon, Pastor Smith. I truly am. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to elect Barbara Smith. In the name of Jesus this morning, this afternoon, Father God, we come to you once more humble as we know how. Bow down just like little children, God, thanking you just for a brand new day that you allowed us to see. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for watching over us all last night and up to this part. So we say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. As we come to you once more, God, we lift up our babies once more to you, God. We realize, God, this is the last and evil days, God. But yet and still, God, we know that you are in control. So we ask that you continue to heal and protect our babies, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Continue to make a way out of no way for them, God. Continue to save them at a young age, God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and lead and guide them into the paths of righteousness for your righteousness' sake. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick and shed in today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to heal in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you because we realize that you're healing, God. You're healing each and every minute, every hour, and every second, God. Because we know by your stripes, we are already healed, God. No matter how our bodies is reacting, yet and still we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for a strong will today, God, that we can keep pushing, God, like no other, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for continuing to stretch in us, God. We thank you for the trials and tribulations that we have to go through, God. We realize, God, we have to be tried by the fire in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We lift up every man's vessel, God, every woman's vessel today, God, and you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to keep them up on the wall. Don't let them come down, God. Because we realize, God, we need your word like never before, God. So let them cry out today. Haraboshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us sit at the table. God, we realize there's a feast going on. And the table is already spread, God. Let us continue to sit at your table, God, to eat your word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, huh? We pray, God, encouragement to each and every one that's for my voice to hear, God, all over the land, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I lift up the nation in the name of Jesus today, God. We pray, God, oh, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Oh, God, we thank you for providing for us, God. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh for us, God. Thank you for being our healer, our make-waker out of nowhere, our keeper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every marriage couple that it is today, God. Continue to shield and protect our marriage, God. Continue to both say, God, let us hold on in the name of Jesus, God. Let us love one another as you have loved us, the both say, God. You can kind word, encouragement to one another in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every homeless person that it is. In the name of Jesus today, God, we pray, God, oh, the most, God, that you trust minds in the name of Jesus, God. Let their minds, oh, the most, God, cherish, God, and turn their minds around. Let them realize, God, oh, the most, God, they don't have to live in this situation our way. Because you are God that can pull them up, God, if they allow you to in the name of Jesus, God. You're not a God that forces yourself on nobody, God. Oh, God, today, God, cherish every person, God. Touch every ear that it is, every eye, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let eyes begin to come open, that they can see, how, that they can hear the truth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We give you all the glory and the praises, God. Oh, God, continue to walk with us, God. Talk with us daily, Lord. Let us hear your voice, God. The one that can't hear your voice, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over ears today, God. That ears will begin to pop open, and they'll hear your voice calling them in the name of Jesus, God. And once they hear you, Lord, of the most, God, don't let them turn a deaf ear to you. Oh, God, let them begin to say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And I pray today, God, yes, Lord, let your perfect will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the most, God, change the atmosphere, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, the most, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for changing the atmosphere, God. Oh, how we thank you for your presence, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us stay behind the veil. Haraboshe, God. Continue to pray for one another like never before, God. Let us continue to love on one another as you have loved us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify your name today. We can't help but to praise you, God. Let us continue to have a praise upon our lips no matter what we go through. And let us begin to just say hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We magnify your name, God. Haraboshe, God, because we realize that you're working every situation, God, out, that you're turning things around in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to walk into the hospital, God. Oh, God, in the AIDS victims, God, and the cancer victims, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Diabetes victims, God, we realize, God, nothing is too hard for you to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for working it out, God. Oh, God, this afternoon, I constantly lift up the Mumford family to you, God, the Davis family, God, the Weems family, God, the Jackson family, that Oboche up to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You know what those needs are, God. So I pray today, God, work every situation out, Oboche, God. We thank you for working miracles even right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Oboche, God. Let us keep our... Let us bow down to you, Lord, God. Keep us humble, God. in the name of Jesus. God, these things we ask this afternoon in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this afternoon. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
We glorify you, Holy Spirit.
As yes, we do, Lord.
And bless.
Yes, Lord.
This morning. Bless.
Yes.
This prophet prayer.
Yes.
Internationally.
Yes,
Lord.
Nationally.
And locally, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you for serving the midst of life. We thank you that you came to steal by us right now.
Yes, Lord.
Every circumstance and situation, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Yes.
Have your way,
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And as you
yes,
come, Holy
Lord.
Spirit, lead.
Yes, Lord.
Teach. Guide.
Yes.
Touch.
Yes.
Comfort.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In your
yes,
ark of
Lord.
Safety,
ooh,
that
yes,
you perform
Lord,
all of your
yes,
miracles, signs,
yes.
and wonders through
ooh,
your Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
Right now,
yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Ooh,
touch
thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Touch
yes, Lord.
Stir it
yes,
up right
Lord.
Now.
Stir yes,
up
yes,
your
Lord.
People, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Come
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Allow your Holy Spirit.
Ooh,
have
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Your mountain Holy Spirit.
Yes,
pour
Lord.
It out right now, you little Shanda.
Yes, Lord,
upon your
Lord
people,
Jesus. Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Lord, yes,
the
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you. Lord, yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Do it right
Lord,
now.
Yes, Lord.
That we come,
yes, Lord.
Lord God, to pray
yes,
and worship
Lord.
Your Holy Name.
Mm,
through
yes,
your
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Hey, hey, yes, Lord. Jesus.
The Spirit
yes.
of the living God.
Mm. In the name of Jesus, yes,
yes
Lord,
the
yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, yes.
Let your train go.
Oh, yes.
Every household,
yes,
every family,
Lord.
Every individual,
yes,
every
Lord,
country.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Sweet Spirit of the
yes,
living God.
Lord.
Touch right
yes,
now.
Lord, about
touch
yes,
heart.
Yes,
touch
in the name of Jesus, the
touch
Lord.
Touch heart.
Say it on the most take my.
In the name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, the Lord.
Oh,
Lord. Yes, hey, yes, Lord, in the
nothing.
Name of Jesus.
We can do
ooh,
nothing,
yes,
Holy Spirit, of the living God.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord.
Without you,
nothing,
hope,
nothing,
in our
Lord.
Right
nothing,
now.
Nothing, Lord. Nothing, Lord.
So stir us up.
Ooh, God.
Quake us
yes.
up. Shake us up in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
God,
Lord.
Stir up that
ooh,
holy boy.
Yes,
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 Lord.
Lord
God.
In the name of Jesus.
That we can
yes,
serve
Lord.
You.
Lord.
And mankind.
Yes, Lord.
Today.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Spirit, you touch
yes,
every
Lord.
Area. Every area.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Right
ooh, yes, Lord.
In
the name of Jesus.
We're going to thank
you.
Yes. We're
going
to yes, praise
thank you, Lord.
We're
going to
thank you, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You can say, yes, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
God. Hey, yes, Lord Jesus, yes.
That you have made.
My little boy, God,
Lord God.
Thank you.
Lord God.
Little boy, God.
Move on us, open.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Little boy, God. Yes,
change.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Change our hearts.
Ooh,
change
yes,
our
Lord.
Minds. Change our thought process.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Come
yes,
in to the moon.
Yes, Lord.
Change the Lord.
Touch
Jesus.
The Lord, yes.
For the day, Lord
yes,
God,
yes, Lord, yes,
is the day
touch God,
that you have made.
God bless everyone that's on this line tonight. God bless the ones that were not able to make it. God is so worthy to be praised. We just love you on tonight, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for giving us another opportunity, Father God, to come before your throne, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask you, Father God, to allow me to decrease, Father God, and let your Holy Spirit increase, Father God. We just love you, Father. We can't say it enough, Father God. And, Lord, if we truly, truly love you, Father God, we feel you, Father God. We feel your presence, Father God. And it's nothing better, Lord Jesus, than being in your midst. So on today, Father, we just thank you. We ask you for your Holy Spirit to have its way, to lead us and guide us, Father God. Not let us make any mistake, Father God. Depend on you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I just thank you just for being the head of my life. I thank you for my apostle, Temple, and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. I thank you for the Smiths, Pastor Smith, Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, the ministers, the mother board, the deacon board, the youth, my praise and worship team. Much love. I thank each and every person that's out there on Radio Land tonight, those that are listening to us by the internet, just thanking God for another day, another opportunity, and a new beginning. The title tonight is, This is No Ordinary Love. The text is coming from John 13, verses 3 through 15. Being prideful or shameful never stopped Jesus from showing his love. In John 13, 3 through 16, tells the story of how Jesus washed the feet of his disciples in an act of servanthood to prove them to his undying love. So I will start reading from 13, 3 on to 16. I'm coming out of the New Living Translation Bible. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything that he had come from, and God would return, and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will. No, Peter protested, you will never, ever wash my feet. Jesus replied, unless I wash you, you won't belong to me. Simon Peter exclaimed, then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet. Jesus replied, a person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you. But Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, not all of you are clean. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. Your Lord and teacher have washed your feet. You ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. So reading this text and just taking some pointers out of the text, the first thing I realized was that Jesus knew he had been given authority over everything, and he had come from God, and he would return to God. Secondly, by washing their feet, Jesus showed his servant attitude to his disciples. Thirdly, washing feet was the work of a slave, which was humiliating. Jesus' actions taught the leaders, a person must be a servant. That person must be humble and not shameful for the things that he does. The purpose of Jesus washing the disciples' feet was for them to learn to be servants to God, one another, and to all mankind that they were going to bear witness to. The theme that captivated me the most was, and let me go back, the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon of Iscariot, to betray Jesus. So the thing that was captivating over everything, Judas still got his feet washed with Jesus knowing that he was going to betray him. So that's why I gave the title of this, No Ordinary Love, because even though Jesus knew that he was going to be persecuted, he was his eyes was going to be gouged, going to be nailed to the cross. He was going to be beaten. He was going to be spat on. He still washed the person that he knew was going to betray him. We already know that Jesus knew everything. The word said that he was going to be back with his Father. The word said that he was given authority over everything. So he didn't go into washing the disciples' feet blinded. He didn't go into washing the disciples' feet not knowing what was going to take place. See, it took the heart of God to sit, the trust of God, that God had been nurtured Jesus with over the time that he was on this earth, their intimate relationship, their intimate talks, their intimate times where he may have been chastised or he may have not been chastised, but he trusted God. He knew that God was going to be there with him when he went through everything. He could have sat there and said, no, I'm not going to wash their feet because I know what this man what Satan has already placed in this man's heart. I know what he's going to do to me. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus took on the challenge knowing that God was going to be with him, knowing that he was going to reap the reward of going back with his Father, sitting on the throne, being able to sit and save mankind for his actions, the sacrifice of knowing that God is with him. No matter what, God was with him every time he took a beat. Jesus didn't sit and let his pride get in the way when he dealt with his servants. He showed them that there's no greater love. I am the same as you. I am no greater than you. I am here with you. I'm not just because I am Jesus doesn't mean that I'm better than you. I am here. I am a lowly slave today. Because, see, that's what happened. During that time, the slaves used to wash the dirty feet. Remember the geographical location. They wore sandals. They wore sandals. So the feet of everybody was the most filthiest thing on their body. And it didn't make Jesus a difference. Jesus wanted to show his disciples an example of what true love was. Jesus wanted to show an example of how you're to treat your brethren and your sister, not to beat them down, not to sit and say, because I have this and I have that, I'm better than you. It's for me to come down to where you at, to where you need to go. If I need to sit and watch that backstabber that then stabbed me in my back, I got to wash your feet. Because this is what Jesus required of me. This is what Jesus requires of me. For everybody that I go out, I need to be able to go out and reach everybody on the same level to where they're at, not thinking that I'm better than them, not thinking that I got it all going on. Because, see, Jesus already gave us the example. Jesus gave us the example of our mentality. Jesus gave us how we're supposed to look, how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to treat our sister and our brother, how we're supposed to treat our enemy. We are supposed to still love them in spite of, with that no ordinary love, that love that only God can give you, that love that you got to sit and pray, fast, consecrate yourself for, and ask God to put it into you day by day, asking him, praying, Father God, give me that love. Give me the love of Christ. Give me that love, Father God, that I can sit and stand the test of time when people come up against me. Give me that love, Father God, when all those diabolical spirits come my way, I can sit and let them know I'm not afraid of you because I am a child of God and I'm filled with love. We do know that God is love. We do know that we are to be faithful servants. And why do we know this? Because God just gave us the word of God has spoken how we're supposed to do things. Not think that you're better than no one else. Not to sit and snob your nose on somebody. Not because that person sat and lied on you, may have done other things to you. You sit and you just push them to the curb and step on their neck and constantly condemn them. God is not a God of condemnation. God is a God of love. God has shown, allowed Jesus to show this is how we're supposed to do. This is what we're supposed to work for in our everyday life. Not sit and walk around with a chip on your shoulder. Not sit because this person may have said something that you didn't like, so you're not going to speak to them the next time. Not sit to see my brother hungry and not feed him because you did something to me before. Jesus was spat on. He was beat. He was everything that you can possibly think of. It happened with Jesus. But did he sit and say, I'm not going to hang on this cross? It wasn't his sins. It was our sins. He still loved the person who betrayed him. He still loved the people that sat and did the things that they did to him on that old ugly day when he was on the cross. That's what we have to do, saints. We have to sit and put ours in a humble position and a humiliating position, but not have shame for the things that we do. We have to sit and realize that everybody is somebody. We have to realize that Satan comes into people's life to steal, kill, and destroy, and realize the spirit that we're dealing with and still pray for that person, still love on that person if that's what they need, still feed them if they're hungry, clothe them if they're clothless, give them shoes if they don't have shoes to eat, to put on. This is what we have to do in this day and time. Yes, Jesus did it over 4,000 years ago, but today we are to still do it. Somebody is being persecuted every single minute of the day. Somebody is being backstabbed every single minute, second of the day. The question is, can you trust God enough to reap the rewards, the blessings that he has for you? Can you trust God to go and wash your enemy's feet? Can you trust God to wash those that can't help themselves' feet? Can you go under the bridge to no homeless, haven't taken a bath for days, some haven't taken them for years, and be intimate enough? Be intimate enough to wash their feet, because this is what Jesus did. If Jesus can sit and wash the feet of his betrayer, what can you do? What can you do as men and women of God? Can you sit and set your pride aside? Can you? It's a question that needs to be asked. And if you can't answer the question, I suggest you go to God and ask God, give me an opening. Let me see, Father God, because I can't give you a true answer right now because I may be still harboring feelings. I may be not strong enough in the Lord at this time. I may not be Holy Ghost filled at this time. So I can't give you that answer. But I will sit and tell you all this about Shanitha Ponton. If God came to me today and said and told me the worst enemy, the people that have done the worst things to me today, that you will reap my blessings, you will reap the rewards, I need you to have the love of Christ. guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to run, and I'm going to wash their feet, and I'm going to see if there's anything else that I could do. Because if Jesus can do it and love me and die on the cross to save a sinner like me and give me a new beginning where I once was blind but now I see, he can do it for everybody. So what I suggest is that everybody go unto the Lord, go to him, and ask him, Father God, give me this no ordinary love that you have poured, that you poured into Jesus. Give it to me, Father God. I want to walk right. I want to clean my neighbor's feet. I want to clean my enemy's feet. I want, Father God, to be into your kingdom, Father God. I want to go out into the nations and speak your word, Father God, and be a servant to people. Be a person to help someone and not always looking for someone to help me. To sacrifice myself, to be selfless and not sit and always worrying about neither. I want, Father God, to be that person, Father God. I want to be one of those people that's in that number, Father God. So on that day, when you pull out my list, Father God, you can sit and say, you wasn't selfish, you were forgiven, you confessed all your sins, and you didn't have a problem with serving your enemies. You did not have a problem with serving your peers. You did not have a problem with serving your higher power. So on today, saints, I ask you to ask God to allow that no ordinary love to come into your mind, your heart, your soul, so you can be a servant to others. Not always have your hand out, but you're putting your hand out to help someone else, to pull somebody else up. Somebody may be in a gutter that you may need to pull them up. Somebody may be too high and mighty, as they call bougie, that you might need to pull them down and y'all walk together. Just know that God, it is only God that can give you that love. It is only God, Holy Spirit, can place in you to be the faithful servant that Jesus was. I thank you on today. I pray that something that I have said has touched someone. And everybody knows that God is looking for faithful servants. God is looking for people that's going to sit and take his word, all mankind, not sit and snoop their nose at somebody because they not from your neighborhood, not sit and snoop your nose at somebody because they not at ADM, not sit and snoop your nose at somebody because they don't live where you live. They may sit and live in the ghetto, but that's what Jesus had to do. Jesus wasn't a respecter of persons. Jesus went everywhere. Jesus saved everybody that wanted to be saved. And those that didn't, he still prayed for them and kept it moving. So on today, I ask, how many of you are willing to be faithful servants and wash your brethren or your sister's feet on today and make sure that you have obtained God's no ordinary love? I thank you on today. May God bless each and every last one of you.
Amen, 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 Minister Shanita Ponton. Great word, amen. Talking about washing your neighbor, your brother, and your sister's feet. People turn their nose up. I ain't touching them, but Jesus showed us how to do it with that no ordinary love. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for Minister Shanita bringing us a great word on tonight. And something else that she said that we need to understand is that Jesus humbles himself. It's an example that we all should follow to learn how to humble ourselves. And when we learn how to humble ourselves, we can be a servant to others in this time, because we have that ordinary love that God gave us through his Son, Jesus Christ, on today. On today. On today. Show forth that ordinary love of God, and he will bless you, and he will take you a little bit higher in him. We thank God, amen. Praise God for the word. We thank God, amen, for the prayer. We thank God, amen, that we were able to be here, that, amen, God allowed our apostle and first lady, amen, praise God, to be able to come before you and break the bread of life that will sustain us on today and carry us a little bit higher and a little bit deeper in the Lord, that we can be mighty servants of the Almighty God on today. Well, we thank God. We thank God. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Praise God. Well, we can do it all over again and seek the face of the Lord.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
You are the God this day in the Lord.
I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been, though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour. So
I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.
I know this is where a lot of you have been. You can make this the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied.